them, but it didn't help the cause because they didn't know what it was.
And they thought it was colic.
They just said it was an attack of colic.
And somebody gets sick, you know, and the food comes up, you might say they're
vomiting.
All right, and any other word you might use?
Throwing up.
Okay, and so if they were doing that, then you might say they were sick. Oh, what kind of sick?
Upset stomach.
All right, so he's not sick in his head, he's sick
in the stomach.
Boy and girl are dating, you might say that. You know, went out on dates.
Well, that's her boyfriend.
Would you still say they were courting?
You would say they are sweethearts.
How about a word for refusing to marry somebody?
What is what?
If somebody wants to get married, and one of them refuses to marry the other one, what would you say about that?
Oh, you'd say he run out on her.
Okay. And if someone isn't single, then they're
married.
And someone, a girl that's in her friend's wedding would be a
bridesmaid.
And how about a noisy after wedding, a noisy serenade or something?
Reception.
And if somebody doesn't live here, he lives at somebody else's house, say a worker, you might say, and you're going to tell me where he lives.
He lives in the second house up the road.
Okay. And say that was the house, you might say he lives.
He lives up there with Mr. in the second house.
And you might say he lives at his place or on his place, or what would you say?
He lives on this place, yeah.
Okay, if you were going to say somebody went to Atlanta, you were going to tell somebody we live in Atlanta, you might say, oh, they live.
They live in Atlanta.
Would you say up or over or?
They live up in Atlanta.
And if you had a group of people together, and you might say, I know everybody in
this neighborhood.
So not just part of this neighborhood, but the whole
in all the neighborhood, I know all the people.
And if you had, what would you call a crowd? About how many people to hold?
Well,